Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. It's nice. It really is. It's, I want to call it 75. It's the low humidity that's just making it such a nice day. Not that I'm counting, but in less than 54 minutes, I will be departing the former Plaque Shack and sitting on my Arkadek deck, having not just a beverage, but a double beverage. It's been one of those days. Apparently, each of us get 4 bad days per month. And Jeremy pointed out correctly that I had done well to make it to the 22nd of the month before the day kind of went sideways. But I want to know, how do you calculate that? Because it says most people will know by 8:36 in the morning that it's going to be a bad day. I didn't know at that point. So I don't know. I'll put it down on the list. Yeah, 72 and sunny. Well, you know, that's how it is in certain places, Germ. 72 and sunny all the time. Hey, Hampton City College has just spent $825,000. Well, let me rephrase that. The alumni of Hampton City College have just given $825,000 to build a state-of-the-art shooting range. Oh, how cool is that? I'm telling you right now, Hampton Sydney is like the real deal. That is a good school. You know, Finn Lee went there. Finn is a friend, his family friend, and is now one of the big guys for the RNC for Central Virginia up into Northern Virginia, focusing on this campaign and making sure that it's safe and fair and all that other good stuff. And he is a very, very proud graduate of Hampton Sydney. And in fact, I spoke at Hampton Sydney for Young America's Foundation. Very, very cool. All right, you don't care about any of that, and I'm just sort of prattling on. So let me remind you in a couple of moments, 13 minutes to be exact-ish, I've got a pair of tickets for you to go and see KC and the Sunshine Band. They're going to be playing at Meadow Event Park, Doswell. Of course, that's the Atlantic Union Bank After Hours Concert Series. My buddy Matt Krieger puts that together. Surf Pro Pavilion. I got a bunch of stuff I need you to listen to, but before I do that, I have to share a quick text here on the Chronic Care of Richmond, Texas. Text line 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, my kids and I love your show immensely. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. However, they have picked up a new phrase, damn fine carpentry. They say it all the time. When I try to stop them, they say, hey, Jeff Katz says it. Jeff, please let somebody else do that commercial. They can't stop saying damn fine carpentry. Well, here's what you need to do, 804. You have to let them know that I am not saying what they think I'm saying. I'm not saying damn fine carpentry. I'm saying damn fine carpentry because it's David A. Mangano, D-A-M. And far be it for me to raise anybody's children but my own, but I'm just thinking if they spell it afterwards, right? They make it clear that they're doing just what Jeff is, because Jeff is not saying damn fine carpentry. He's saying damn fine carpentry, D-A-M. Maybe we let them get away with it. And by we, I mean you, because I can't take responsibility for anybody else's kids. 804, Pam says on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. Jeff, the Dems are all about the headlines, not the facts. Well, that's true. Once it's out there, the damage is done. Nobody looks for the weak attempt at backpedaling or apologies. The term hit piece comes to mind. Absolutely. That's who the Democrats are in 2024. It's really a shame. Some of them have been squeezed out of their own party, and they are just too obstinate and stubborn to realize it. They won't go along. Oh, I'm still part of it. Yeah, you're really not. You're really not. And it's sad, but it's the way I felt with the Democrats myself many years ago. I got pushed out years ago. I guess I was just a little bit ahead of the curve. And before me was Ronald Reagan. 804 talking about Nancy Pelosi. What the hell is wrong with this demented 80-year-old woman clinging to power? Doesn't she know she's going to meet her maker soon? She should be repenting and apologizing right now. Yeah. Well, I mean, she's Nancy Pelosi is holding on to power like she holds on to a wine glass. She is not going to let it go. Jeff, what does your friend Dr. Michael Brown think of Jewish leaders like Chuck Schumer and Bernie Sanders not standing up for Israel? I don't know. I mean, you heard Dr. Brown offer his opinion. And if you missed it, you really should head on over to newsradiowrva.com, newsradiowrva.com. You listen to the whole thing. I can tell you that I look at somebody like Schumer. Look at Schumer. I look at Sanders. I look at Kamala Harris's husband, and I think, well, is the term gyno, is that proper? J-I-N-O? Jewish in name only? I mean, it seems a little extreme, but I can see how people would throw that around, perhaps. Did you notice the NPR piece? Oh, well, we're all about NPR, you know. So NPR did this piece on Kamala Harris's husband. And they just let him say, and he said the other night at their convention, well, you know, blah, 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 I was married, blah, 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 got a divorce, blah, 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 and now I'm with Kamala. Well, you left out all the good bits, dude. You were married for 19 years when you started messing with the nanny in the house, all right? You and the babysitter were getting it on, pal. And it wasn't that you got divorced. Your wife of 19 years said, hey, get out. She divorced you. Unbelievable. But, you know, who am I to say anything, right? I can't say anything. I'm just here. Yeah, all right. Jeff, you should explain the capital gains tax the way that Mark Levin did last night. Well, I didn't hear it, so what did he say? He says you buy a house for $200,000, the assessed value goes up to $500,000, so your gain is $300,000, which will be taxed on a 25% rate, even though you have not sold the house. Discussing and be happy. Well, I did the same thing. I said you bought Bitcoin for $1,000. It's the same thing. The value goes up, and Kamala Harris says, oh, well, we are going to tax you on that. She's calling it an unrealized capital gain. And it's, quote, unrealized because you never got it. How about somebody who does buy Bitcoin at $1,000? And I don't know what it's up to now. I'm just using numbers that I can understand. So you buy it for $1,000, and its value allegedly is now $1,500. Well, you're thinking that's pretty good, but you're not in the mood to sell it. You're going to hang on to it because you're sure it's going to go higher. But Kamala Harris says you owe the government taxes on the $500 or the $5,000 in the increase in value from $10,000 to $15,000. And you say, but I don't have that. And she says, we don't care. That is what we are calling an unrealized capital gain. Uh-huh. Well, what about when the value goes down? What if I buy it for $10,000 and now it's worth $5,000? Can I take that as a loss? No. Really, are there any other questions? Jeff, Kamala Harris has never actually got voted in for anything. She got a Senate seat because the senator stepped down before his term was finished. That's Jared in Mechanicsville. Yeah. 804, Jeff, you should make a correction to the race box to check for Kamala Harris. I think she would have to check the unknown box. No, I don't think that's true. I mean, her father is from Jamaica. Her mother is from India. Her father was a longtime Marxist professor at Stanford University. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just craziness. Jeff, Harris and the government should start taxing unrealized gains, but what will happen then to the gambling industry in Las Vegas? It'll put them out of business. After all, when gambling, all the money is unrealized gains. Okay, yeah, interesting. Interesting stuff. Hey, Dr. Keith Ablo is going to be here at the bottom of the hour, 5:33. My buddy John Reed, tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., will be joining us from Chicago. He is out there for the Democrats' National Convention. You're right. Right about now, you and I should not be talking. I shouldn't be having one of those four otherwise scheduled bad days of the month. I'm supposed to be in Israel as we speak, but that trip got canceled, unfortunately. Man, I just can't wait to go. Seriously. Oh, and Casey and the Sunshine Band, something else I want to go see. I love Casey and the Sunshine Band. And no, it's not even a guilty favorite, you know? It's not. It's just a favorite. I got a pair of tickets for you to go and see Casey and the Sunshine Band at Meadow Event Park in Doswell. 5:20, just a couple of minutes from now. It is 5:14. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Repeat, it is 5:20 and an ish. I got a pair of tickets for you for KC and the Sunshine Band. They are coming to Doswell Meadow Event Park, Atlantic Union Bank, after hours, the Serve Pro Pavilion. It's August the 31st, 7 o'clock in the evening. You, if you are the right caller, you get the tickets, I understand. All I'm saying is that if you already know you can't use them, I'm going to be somewhere else on August the 31st. Let somebody else win them. You'll have another chance to win something, I promise you, at some point. Jeremy, I have to ask, are you feeling like this is one of your four monthly bad days? I am, you know, I don't know whether we get them. Do you get them all at once? Can you get them separately? Well, anyway, all right, caller number 11 is good? Well, good, then we'll do that. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Caller number 11, you will get yourself the pair of tickets for KC and the Sunshine Band. And you're right, wait a minute, Jeff, that's the Chronic Care of Richmond text line. You're right, it's magical that way. Ordinarily, you're sending texts on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. And then for a contest or two, yeah, you get the chance to give us a call. Yeah, Jeremy, I did, in fact, want to grab a little bit of the audio here. Let's make it nice and easy. Cut number one. This is Jake Tapper, who has never served in any sort of a uniform. I don't think even the Boy Scouts. But take a listen to cut number one.
The Trump campaign distributed an open letter signed by nearly 50 Republican lawmakers who served in the U.S. military. In it, they fiercely go over these embellishments or alleged embellishments that Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has made about his honorable military service. Now, we at The Lead have certainly covered these issues as well. You heard me just asking about it. But it is worth noting two of these Republican signatories are accused of similar embellishments. Republican Congressman Ronnie Jackson of Texas signed this letter in which he referred to himself as a retired Navy admiral. He is not anymore. The U.S. Navy demoted Congressman Jackson to the rank of captain in 2022 after a scathing watchdog report. It has also been reported many times that Republican Congressman Troy Nels, also from Texas, used to, until recently, wear a combat infantryman badge that actually the U.S. Army gave to him in error and revoked. Congressman Nels has taken off the badge, not because it was wrong for him to wear, he says, but because we in the media are vultures. How seriously are people in the American public supposed to take this open letter when apparently none of the signatories are concerned? The two of the Republican signatories on it engaged in similar things that they're accusing Governor Walz of doing? Is it possible that this letter is more about politics than actually being offended by what they're accusing Governor Walz of allegedly doing?
What a weasel. I mean, really, a complete and total weasel. If, in fact, what you said about those two members of Congress is true, then you need to call them out. But you continue, because you are a pathetic left-wing lapdog, to cover for Walz. Walz lied. It is not that difficult to understand this, Jake. You went to an exclusive school when you were growing up on the main line in Philadelphia. I know you can read this and understand it. I'm going to give him the, hey, I served 25 years, when in fact he served 24 years and a couple of months. I'm going to give him that one. That's a typo. That's a mistake. Hey, I'm not a numbers guy either. But you sure as hell know whether you did or did not retire as a command sergeant major. And by the way, Mr. Walz, you did not retire as a command sergeant major, because you turned your back on your unit in the Minnesota National Guard when you knew they were deploying to Iraq. Boom! Dr. Keith Abelow joins us in a moment or two. It's Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5:34, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Friday eve, and I got to tell you something. The weather is nice. couple of moments from now, Heidi and I will, in fact, be out on the Architect Deck, and we will be enjoying a beverage. I am making mine a double today, simply because I read this story in the New York Post that said each and every month, each of us has four bad days. That's what the average number is. And now here's the neat thing about it. Most of us know by 8:36 in the morning whether it is going to be one of those bad days. And I was just curious, what happens if your bad day starts a little bit later? Like at 12 or 1 or 2 or whatever, you know, maybe you're working the midnight shift. Maybe your bad day starts at midnight. Does it still count? You have to carry it over? I don't know. Crazy stuff. Bill Clinton last night actually, inadvertently, I think, described Donald Trump voters, quote, as neighbors who used to be one of us. So Clinton, you have to remember, was elected at a time. I mean, the parties were certainly not on the same page, but they were not as far apart as they are now. And you'll notice what the reaction was from the crowd. Nothing. Nothing. These are angry, angry people at the Democrats' National Convention. I'm curious to know what my friend Dr. Keith Ablow is making of the conduct and the statements, you know, the billionaires like Oprah telling you not to trust rich people. It, to me, it's crazy, but...
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I wanted to see what Keith was thinking on this. Keith, I appreciate you being here, my friend.
It is a pleasure, Jeff, as always. And crazy's a good word. That's a good diagnosis.
Okay. All right. So we could write that somewhere in the file. They're Meshuggah, are they not?
They're Meshuggah. Also, there's tremendous ego involved. And listen, I have my own ego, so I get to say it, right?
Right.
But I wouldn't be so duplicitous as to rail against people who have achieved wealth when I am myself a wealthy person like Michelle Obama or like Oprah Winfrey. These are people with vast wealth who have the temerity to wax eloquent sort of kind of and be very loud about the unfairness of income disparities. First of all, I think people who earn money earned it. I don't think, you know, the system is that imperfect. Like, it's pretty hard to make money. Why they'd be all pissed off at people who, say, create jobs, one might say, well, I don't know why they would. But we do know why they would, because they want all the control, the progressives and the Democrats. They want all the control over people's lives. So the fact that there are entrepreneurs who make money and hire people, and by the way, some people make a lot of money working for other people. Other people are gainfully employed and they raise families, wonderful stuff. Yeah. But that to them is evil, because they feel like the state, a la Kamala Harris snatching patents away from people, which she said she liked to do.
That's right.
Right? Or controlling food prices. They want all the control over everything, and they want you fully dependent on the state. That way you can't say what you think, or you could be jettisoned. You can't necessarily travel where you want to, because, well, maybe that's an area where some unwanted folks are. And you heard it from Bill Clinton. As you said, these are people who used to be our neighbors and be one of us.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we didn't change.
That's
you
right.
guys did.
That's right.
It wasn't completely crazy to be a Democrat until recent times.
Well,
now it is.
Yeah, listen, I grew up in Philadelphia. We were all Democrats. I never met a Republican when I was a child. We didn't have them in our neighborhood. And like Ronald Reagan and like so many great people, perhaps yourself, who said, well, I grew up as a Democrat, but they've drifted away from what I believe. And there was a time where everybody, it seemed to me, was in agreement. We all love America. We've got different ways how we're going to make America great, but we all love America. Now, I mean, these folks are crazy, but Let me ask you to analyze what the response might be to people watching this, because we know people there at the convention, Keith, paid at least $5,000 to be there. So, you know, they got skin in the game. They're going to be all on board. They've had a big cup of Kool-Aid. They're ready to go. But what about people out here who are watching this, listening to this? Doesn't anybody connect those dots and say, wait a minute, she has $3 billion and she's telling me not to trust rich people, but I should trust her. She's the exception.
Yeah, I think some number of people can be lulled into fiction or delusion and say, well, but she's different. She really cares. She has a really big heart. And, you know, she made her money by helping people on her talk show. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe they're thinking that. Like, listen, she's a media empire.
Right.
This is not about saying nice things to victims on your talk show. That this she made her money the old-fashioned way, competing like a tiger.
Yeah.
Right? And doing battle and putting other people out of business if necessary.
That's right.
And so, you know, here's the thing. Like, I just think that the death of fiction is when it becomes absolute parody, absolute slapstick. Wow. I hope the progressives are approaching the point, maybe, hopefully, where enough people say, well, wait a second, now we've lapsed into the absurd.
Right.
Like, I might have been on board, but, like, this is totally nuts.
Yeah.
And I think they're getting there. They'd rather put, you know, men in girls' bathrooms than put people to work. They'd rather put tampons in the boys' room than allow people to defend themselves with the Second Amendment.
So do we have enough people? And you, listen, I want to remind everybody, you're joining us. You want to talk about behind enemy lines. You're there in my other beloved Commonwealth of Massachusetts. It's just stock full of craziness, and we know which way it's going to go, and it's absurd to hear it, but it will. Are there enough people out here that still live in the real world and say, well, wait a minute, I don't hate people who think they might be a different gender, but I don't want that dude who's 6'2 in my daughter's bathroom? That doesn't make me a bad guy.
No, and if you don't hate them, then how about helping them for real? Like, really? I mean, do we really want to route them to gender reassignment surgery at age, you know, 14 or 15 or ruin their bodies with opposite gender hormones? That's not loving them.
That's right.
Like, I have nothing against transgender people. I just don't much like participating in, well, what is ultimately cruelty toward them, which is taking the path of their illness and making them more ill. But are there enough people? I don't know. I mean, if you were to tell people, listen, there are people watching who are our adversaries, our enemies in the world, really, truly, they want to take us over. And upon Kamala Harris being elected president, they will take that as a sign that we've completely lost our marbles, that we're very vulnerable, and they'll act on that. And we've seen it. We know that. We saw what happened in Israel. We saw what happened in Afghanistan. We saw what happened in Europe. And so this is not child's play. This is not fake. There are real consequences for burying your head in the sand and deciding to live as though you're living in a fictional story. And, you know, eventually, but it can be tremendously painful, eventually the truth wins. It really does, every single time. But it can be incredibly painful if you wait too long. And Kamala Harris would be way too far.
Yeah.
And the world would listen and say, okay, they're not a serious country.
Dr. Keith Ablo is joining us. KeithAblo.com is the best website to find the good doctor on, KeithAblo.com. We have a very clear choice, Keith, and you've alluded to it. We've been talking about it one way or another for a long period of time. You may not like some of the things about Donald Trump. You may not like this personality or that. Okay. But we know what it is that he did in terms of economics, what he did in terms of the strength of this nation, and then we have a woman who is telling us, hey, I'm a hardcore socialist. I think I ought to be able to take your patents when you come up with them. We're going to decide exactly how much food is going to cost. We, the federal government, which has not had a balanced budget since 2001 and is $35 trillion in debt, knows better than the local guy at Stop and Shop in your neighborhood how much grapes should cost, right? I mean, it's just, it's absolute insanity. But here's my fear, Keith. Is that we have an entire generation, our children, your children and mine, have been grown to be, have grown up rather, being taught that they should be empathetic above everything else. And so, well, you know, you got to help, you got to help, you got, we all have to sacrifice, we'll do this. And they don't realize the long game here, the road we're really on.
No, and they don't have the key to the map. The key to the map is that good people allow other people to develop their own strength. Yes. They don't want to hobble anyone. That's good, right. Parents know this. It's not easy. It's sometimes painful. You raise kids, you don't do everything for them because they'll be handicapped kids, exactly, in terms of their psyches. You don't want to weaken them. You want them on their own 2 feet.
Yep.
What potentially well-meaning progressives don't understand is if you pursue the agenda that you are pursuing, you're going to create people who are absolutely weakened, who have nowhere to go but leaning on the federal government,
yep,
and can't do for themselves. And your kindnesses, or what you perceive as making you feel good about yourself because you're so kind, it's not.
That's right.
It's really, really detrimental. And you wouldn't do it to a friend, and you wouldn't do it to your kids, I hope. But, you know, maybe that's happening, too.
I fear that it is, and I don't
know.
Me
too, yeah.
I don't know. Well, I do want to remind everybody, KeithAblow.com is where they go to check out everything that that you're doing, Keith. I mean, every week when you come here, as I remind people, you are a true Renaissance man. We could be talking about discoveries in the scientific world, in the medical world, political things, fiction and nonfiction that you've written. It's not easy being Keith Ablow, is it?
Well, these days, being Keith Ablow means that I go near buildings I don't recognize because my terrier that I adopted from Texas, she is apparently hardwired to try to get her head under buildings, and Newburyport, you'll know, has a lot of old buildings,
oh,
and she,
yes,
wants to look for bunnies under every single one of them.
Oh,
and so it's a wrestling match. We don't walk. We hunt.
We hunt. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I am south of the Mason-Dixon line now, and that means I've got one or two good recipes for game, including rabbits, and I will be happy to. I will be happy to share them with you, my friend.
Well, luckily she's caught none. They've all escaped with their lives, but it doesn't deter her from dragging me around. So I'll let you know if I skin my knees.
All right, my friend. Well, I appreciate it. That is Dr. Keith Ablow. He's a great, great guy. I love having him. He joins us, believe it or not, every week. He takes time out of his day. I would urge you to check out the website, KeithAblow.com, KeithAblow.com. The book with the lessons on Donald Trump, things you can learn, even if you don't like him politically. I know there's some, but there are so many good life lessons. Go to KeithAblow.com. You'll see all of Keith's writings. You'll get something out of it. Believe me when I tell you that. KeithAblow.com. 547. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. Yep, that's become the theme today, huh? That New York Post story. Everyone has 4 bad days per month. Now, if you do the math, that means you got a whole month out of the year plus that is just bad. It doesn't exactly say how you define bad. I suppose that's all personal and subjective. But my question was, since the study claims everybody knows by 8:36 in the morning if they are in fact going to have a bad day, what if your bad day commences at a different time? What if your bad day starts at 11 o'clock at night because you're like working the midnight shift? Do you credit that to that day or the next day? I think you have to know. Seriously, you got to know these things. You got to know these things. Tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., my friend John Reed is going to be here. John, as you know, spent his own money, God bless him, to go to Chicago to attend the Democrats' National Convention, and he's been broadcasting from there the last couple of days. Happy that he was able to join us here today. I do want to let you know that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance were down on the border. I know you're not seeing or hearing or reading any coverage of that, which is a shame, but there they were. Tomorrow, they're going to be in Arizona. Also in Arizona, around the same time, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And there's a possibility Robert F. Kennedy Jr. drops his presidential campaign and endorses Donald Trump. But let's remember one or two or ten things. Bobby Kennedy is a Democrat, or at least he was, until the Democrats mistreated him so unfairly. I mean, they did terrible things to the man. So I don't know if he will remain a Democrat. Maybe he announces tomorrow he's getting out of the race and that's it. That's all he says. Maybe he announces he is endorsing Donald Trump. Maybe he announces he's endorsing Kamala Harris. I don't know. I know he's got a couple of percentage points in each of the important states, and quite frankly, it could be the margin of difference. I want you to have a great evening. Honest to goodness, it is an absolutely glorious, glorious day that that God has made, and the humidity is really low, which is really cool. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.